Affiliate Musics, der Podcast zum Thema Affiliate Marketing. Heiße Infos und News für Affiliates, Advertiser, Netzwerke und Agenturen. Von und mit Markus Kellermann.
Affiliate Musics. Welcome to a special edition of the Affiliate Musics Podcast. My name is Markus Kellermann and today we are discussing the new Affiliate Marketing Trend Report 2025. For this, we surveyed over 1,300 online marketeers, including affiliates, advertisers, agencies, networks, and technology providers about the most important trends and developments in the affiliate industry. You can download our trend report for free at our website expose360.de/whitepaper. One of the key trends for 2025 in the affiliate industry will be AI. And that's why we used a cool feature with the AI tool Notebook LM, resulting in an amazing summary of the key trends discussed by two AI avatars. I hope you enjoy the summary, and if you have any questions about the trend report, feel free to contact me anytime on LinkedIn. And now enjoy listening.
Affiliate music. All right, so you're ready to take a deep dive into the future of affiliate marketing. We're going to be looking at trends heading into 2025. And let me tell you, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, some really fascinating insights here.
We're looking at this affiliate trend report from MAI Expos 360. They're a performance marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's put together with affiliateblog.dd.
Yeah, a big industry portal.
So these guys surveyed over 1,300 different players in the affiliate marketing world.
Right, everyone from advertisers and the affiliates themselves to agencies and networks.
The whole shebang, right?
Yep.
And one of the big takeaways here.
One of the big ones.
Is that even with everything going on in the economy, like all the ups and downs we've been seeing.
Oh, yeah.
68% of advertisers.
68%.
Think that their affiliate marketing revenue is going to grow in 2025.
Yeah, that was definitely an eye-opener.
So even when things are a little bit shaky, people are still like, hey, affiliate marketing, this is where it's at.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it really highlights the power of that performance-based model,
yep.
Especially when budgets are tight.
Yeah.
You want to make sure every dollar counts.
Exactly. You don't want to be throwing money away.
And with affiliate marketing, you only pay when you get results.
That's the beauty of it, right?
Right.
So you know what else is really interesting?
Mm.
All this talk about AI.
Oh, yeah. AI is everywhere these days.
Is it really like the game changer that everybody's saying it is?
Well, the report suggests. So
yeah.
A huge number of people, something like 69% of affiliates and 58% of advertisers.
Wow.
Say that AI is the biggest trend to watch.
Really?
And here's the thing. Most of them are already using AI tools in some way.
Okay, so this is not just like a futuristic thing.
No, it's happening now.
AI is already shaping affiliate marketing.
Exactly.
But how? What does that actually look like?
Well, think about something as simple as writing a product description.
Okay.
You could use AI to generate maybe 100 different versions.
100.
Yeah. Each one fine-tuned for a different audience or a specific keyword.
Wow, that would take forever to do manually.
Exactly. AI can handle that in seconds.
Okay, so that's pretty cool.
And then there's the personalization aspect.
Mm-hmm.
AI can analyze tons of data about user behavior.
Right.
And then use that to show people product recommendations that are super relevant to their interests.
Oh, so instead of just seeing a generic ad,
right.
I'm seeing something that's actually tailored to me.
Exactly. It's all about increasing those conversion rates.
Right, because if I'm more likely to be interested in something, I'm more likely to click on it.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And AI can optimize the entire customer journey, too.
Oh, wow. So how does that work?
Well, think about those chatbots that pop up to answer your questions.
Yeah.
That's AI in action.
Okay.
Or AI can be used to predict what a customer might need next.
Oh, interesting.
It's like having this super efficient assistant working for you 24/7.
That sounds pretty powerful.
It is. And the results speak for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
43% of affiliates have already seen growth directly linked to their use of AI.
That's pretty convincing.
It is.
Yeah.
But of course, not everything is perfect.
Right.
There are challenges too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with everything changing online, especially with all those cookies going away.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
How are affiliate marketers even tracking their results these days?
It's a great question. And it's something the industry is grappling with.
Yeah. Because those old ways of relying on third-party cookies,
they're just not cutting it anymore.
So what are people doing?
Well, there's a big shift towards server-to-server tracking.
Okay.
And then there are what are called probabilistic models.
Probabilistic models.
Yeah, it sounds a bit complicated, but it's basically a way of using sophisticated algorithms to estimate sales.
Okay.
Even if the tracking wasn't perfect.
Oh, so it's like filling in the gaps.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get it.
So instead of relying on those little cookies in your browser,
yeah,
server-to-server tracking creates a direct connection between the advertiser server and the affiliate server.
Ah, so it's a more direct line of communication. That makes sense.
And these probabilistic models, they use all sorts of data points to make their estimates.
Interesting. So are there any real-world examples of this in action?
Absolutely. Awin, for example.
Oh, yeah.
They're a major affiliate network.
Right.
And they've launched something called the Conversion Protection Initiative, or CPI.
Okay.
And it uses those probabilistic models to make sure affiliates get paid fairly.
Even when the tracking isn't perfect?
Yeah.
So they're trying to protect people from getting cheated?
Yeah.
Because we're in this weird in-between time, right?
Right.
But this seems like it would be a bigger problem for smaller affiliates.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not have the resources to deal with all these changes.
It's a valid point. Smaller affiliates are definitely feeling the pressure.
Yeah, because if the tracking is off,
right,
their earnings could be all over the place.
And that can be a real challenge.
It almost puts them at a disadvantage compared to the bigger players.
In some ways, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it also forces them to be more creative and find ways to stand out.
Right. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly.
So we've talked about all these big trends, you know, the economy, AI, tracking.
Yeah, big picture stuff.
But let's actually look at who's out there doing the work, like the actual players in affiliate marketing.
You got the publishers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how are they adapting to all these changes?
Well, the report breaks down different types of publishers.
Okay.
And cashback portals are still a big deal.
Cashback portals.
Yep. 59% of the people they surveyed said these portals are super important.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, those are the sites that give you like a percentage of your money back.
Right.
When you buy something through their link.
Exactly.
I use this all the time.
Especially when you're trying to save money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And in a tough economy, people are even more likely to be looking for those deals.
Absolutely. So cashback portals are really appealing.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Right.
The shopper gets money back, the advertiser gets a sale,
yep,
and the cashback portal gets a commission.
Everybody's happy.
But it's not just cashback portals, is it?
Oh, no. There are all sorts of other publishers out there.
So, like, what else is going on?
Well, content sites are another major player.
Hello.
41% of the respondents said they were key.
So these are like the websites and blogs that are putting out valuable information and reviews.
Exactly. They're helping people make informed buying decisions.
So instead of just pushing a product,
right,
they're actually building trust.
They're becoming the experts in their niche.
Right. So you trust their recommendations.
Exactly.
Makes sense. And then, of course,
you've got the good old coupon and deal site.
Oh, yeah. Those are never going away.
Nope. 38% of the vote there.
People love a good bargain.
Absolutely. Who doesn't love saving money?
Right. But the report also mentions some new revenue streams.
Yeah, some interesting stuff happening there.
So what's changing the game?
Well, one of the biggest things is social media.
Social media.
It's become a major force in affiliate marketing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Platforms like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, they're all becoming powerhouses for driving sales.
So it's not just about scrolling and liking anymore.
It's about actually buying stuff.
Right there on the platform.
Exactly. Think about shoppable posts.
Okay.
Integrated product links.
So you see something you like.
You can just buy it right then and there.
Wow. That's pretty seamless.
It is, but there's a risk there too.
Oh yeah? What's that?
All these ads and sponsored posts, they could turn people off.
Yeah. It can get overwhelming.
Exactly. That's where influencer marketing comes in.
Ah, influencers?
When people see recommendations from influencers they trust,
yeah,
it feels more authentic.
It doesn't feel as salesy.
Right. And the report highlights that both advertisers and agencies, they see huge potential in influencer marketing.
So it's about leveraging that trust?
To drive conversions, exactly.
So instead of some faceless brand,
right,
you have a real person.
Someone you actually like.
Vouching for a product.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, I can see that. But with so many influencers out there, who's actually driving the most sales?
Well, it's interesting. The report actually highlights that it's not always the biggest names.
Okay.
You know, the ones with millions of followers?
Right, right.
Sometimes it's the smaller influencers.
Really?
The nano and micro influencers.
Okay.
They have these smaller but really engaged audiences.
Interesting.
And they could be super effective.
So it's not just about going after the biggest name.
It's about finding the right influencer.
for the right audience.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Do you have any examples of how these platforms are actually integrating shopping?
Absolutely. Like TikTok.
TikTok.
They got these shoppable video links.
Oh, I've seen those.
So creators can directly link products.
Right, within their videos.
Yep. So you see something you like.
Boom, you can buy it right there.
Exactly. Super convenient.
No more switching apps.
Nope.
Or searching for the product later.
It's so easy.
What about other platforms?
Oh, yeah, they're doing cool stuff too.
Like what?
LTK, for example.
Okay, I've heard of LTK.
They're a platform for influencers.
Right.
And they've combined shoppable videos with detailed product lists.
Oh, wow. So you can see the influencer using the product and then scroll through a list of everything they're featuring.
It's a really clever approach.
It's like they're taking all the friction out of online shopping.
Exactly. You see something you like, you get more information.
And you can buy it instantly.
Boom.
Okay, but let's move away from social media for a second
and
talk about something a little less glamorous,
all right,
but equally important.
Hmm.
Technology publishers.
Ah, yes. The behind-the-scenes heroes.
They're the ones making sure the whole affiliate system runs smoothly.
Keeping the wheels turning.
The report actually says that a lot of advertisers and agencies see them as super important.
They are crucial.
So what are these technology publishers doing?
Well, they're using all sorts of tools to optimize the customer journey and boost those conversions.
So like what kind of tools?
Well, think about those exit intent pop-ups.
Oh, yeah, the ones that appear when you're about to leave a website.
Exactly.
I've definitely seen those.
Or there's bounce management. Trying to re-engage visitors who were about to bounce.
So they're like, hey, wait, come back.
Right. And then there are push notifications.
Yeah.
Delivering targeted messages.
That people who've shown interest.
Exactly.
So it's all about using data
to
understand customer behavior
and
then technology.
To deliver the right message at the right time.
Okay. But let's be honest.
What's that?
Sometimes those pop-ups can be annoying.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, if you're not careful.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
But when it's done well.
Yeah.
It can be really effective.
Absolutely. Companies like Intent.
Okay.
Sales Cycle, Bounce Commerce. They've developed some really sophisticated solutions.
So it's not just about annoying people.
Oh.
It's about understanding how people shop online.
And then helping them make a purchase.
Okay, cool. Now, there's another player in this space that we need to talk about.
Who's that?
CSS models.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Comparison shopping services.
And they're becoming even more important.
Yeah, especially with the changes in how we track data.
Right, because of the whole cookie thing.
Exactly. And the report actually shows that a lot of people see CSS models as crucial for 2025.
So what exactly are they?
Well, think about platforms like Google Shopping.
Okay.
When you search for a product,
you
see a list of different retailers and prices.
Right.
CSS models are the ones working behind the scenes to make sure those products are seen by the right people.
So they're like the matchmakers of online shopping.
In a way, yes.
And because they're focused on search, they're not as reliant on those third-party cookies that are disappearing.
Right. They can connect advertisers with shoppers.
Who are already interested in a specific product.
Exactly.
And this seems to be working well for them.
It is, yeah. In 2024, CSS models accounted for 8% of total affiliate sales.
Wow.
Within the AWIN network.
Okay. And where's this growth coming from?
Well, countries like the UK, Germany, France.
Okay.
They've had some regulatory changes
that
are actually favoring independent comparison sites.
Interesting. So they're in a good position to thrive.
Yeah, they are.
But at the end of the day,
affiliate
marketing is all about relationships.
It is.
It's about advertisers and publishers
working together
to drive sales.
And make money.
And that brings us to a really important question.
What's that?
How are affiliates getting paid?
Yeah, are they getting a fair deal?
That's a big one. The report shows that 50% of affiliates want higher commissions.
Yeah.
And 43% want more recognition.
They want to feel valued.
Exactly. I mean, they're the ones creating the content.
Right.
Building the audiences.
Driving the traffic.
So it's understandable that they want to be compensated fairly.
Absolutely. So what are advertisers doing about this?
Yeah. Are they listening?
Well, a lot of them are moving towards hybrid compensation models.
Okay. What does that mean?
So these models combine the traditional commission structure with something called advertising cost allowances.
Oh, interesting. I've heard those called WKZs.
Yep, that's the term in Germany.
Okay, so how do these hybrid models work?
Well, it's basically about giving affiliates extra financial support.
Okay.
on top of their regular commission.
So it's a way to incentivize them.
To create high quality content and drive traffic.
Without breaking the bank.
Exactly.
It's a way to build stronger relationships.
Right. And reward affiliates for their efforts.
So it's not just a one size fits all approach.
It's about tailoring the compensation.
To the value that the affiliate brings.
Exactly. And the report says these hybrid models are getting more popular.
Really?
Yeah, in 2024.
Okay.
73% of advertisers were using them.
Wow.
And a lot of them said they saw increased sales.
And better relationships.
Yep. A win-win situation.
Yeah. Sounds like it, but it's all about finding the right balance, right?
Absolutely. You don't want one side taking advantage of the other.
It's got to be fair for everyone.
It's about collaboration and mutual respect.
Right. Both sides need to benefit.
For the whole ecosystem to thrive.
And that's something that's only going to become more important as we move forward.
Absolutely.
So we've really dug deep into this affiliate trend report for 2025.
Yeah, a lot to unpack.
From AI and those vanishing cookies to social commerce, it's clear that affiliate marketing is changing fast.
It's a dynamic industry for sure.
You can't just set it and forget it anymore.
You got to stay on top of things.
So what does all of this mean for you, the listener?
Yeah, what should you be thinking about as we head into 2025 and beyond?
Okay, so first things first. Affiliate marketing is resilient.
Oh, it is. We saw how it handled that crazy economy in 2024.
But it came out stronger.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So if you're looking for a solid way to grow your business,
yeah,
affiliate marketing is still a good bet.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Right.
But it's not just about surviving. It's about using the new tools and tech.
Yeah, gotta embrace the change.
And one of the biggest game changers is AI.
Oh yeah, AI is everywhere.
We talked about how it can help with content creation, personalization, that whole customer journey.
It's like having a secret weapon.
I know AI can seem intimidating.
Yeah, especially if you're not a tech expert.
But there are tons of tools out there.
Even for small businesses and individual affiliates.
So don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah, see what works for you.
The important thing is to stay curious.
Stay informed.
Yeah, keep learning about those new developments in AI.
Reading reports like this one is a good start.
It's like getting a glimpse into the future.
You can see where things are headed.
And plan accordingly, but we can't forget about those cookies going away.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
It's a whole new world of challenges when it comes to tracking.
Definitely.
So we've got that shift towards server-to-server tracking and those probabilistic models.
Right, filling in the gaps.
It's a complex landscape.
It is.
So stay informed about what's happening.
And how it might affect your business.
And transparency is key here.
Oh, yeah.
Advertisers and publishers need to be honest with each other.
About how they're tracking results.
And make sure everyone's getting a fair shake.
Exactly.
Now we can't ignore the Google factor.
Oh, yeah. Google's always shaking things up.
They're cracking down on low-quality content.
That's that site reputation abuse algorithm.
So if you're an affiliate marketer,
yeah,
you got to make sure your content is top-notch.
High-quality original stuff.
Yeah, that provides real value to your audience.
Content is king, but it's more than that.
It's about building trust.
Yeah, becoming a reliable source of information.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Authenticity matters.
But Google's also doing some interesting things with AI.
Oh yeah, they're experimenting with those AI-generated summaries.
And direct displays of discount codes.
That could really disrupt the affiliate model.
Imagine searching for a product on Google.
And instead of seeing affiliate websites,
you get an AI-generated summary of the best options.
Discount codes right there.
It's like Google's becoming the ultimate affiliate marketer.
It could happen.
So how can affiliates stay ahead of the curve?
Diversification is key.
Don't just rely on Google for traffic.
Explore other channels.
Social media, email marketing, even paid ads.
Build a strong brand presence that goes beyond your website.
So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Spread the risk.
Okay, let's talk about one of the most exciting things happening.
What's that?
The rise of social commerce.
Oh, yeah. Social media is becoming a shopping destination.
And affiliates are right there on the front lines.
Leading the charge.
We talked about those shoppable posts, integrated product links, influencer marketing.
Making it super easy for people to buy what they see.
And it's not just about the big influencers, those nano and micro influencers.
They're killing it.
With their engaged audiences.
People trust their recommendations.
Yeah. It's all about authenticity and relatability.
You buy from people you like.
But let's not forget about those technology publishers.
Ah, yes, the ones behind the scenes.
Using data and tech to optimize everything.
They're the ones who make the whole system work.
We talked about those exit intent pop-ups, bounce management push notifications.
Could be annoying if not done right.
But super effective when they are.
It's about understanding your audience.
And delivering the right message at the right time.
Context is everything.
And then there are those CSS models.
Comparison shopping services.
Becoming more and more important.
As advertisers try to reach those active shoppers.
And they're in a great position to thrive.
Because they're not so reliant on those disappearing cookies.
So that was a whirlwind tour of the future of affiliate marketing.
A lot to think about.
It's a complex landscape.
It's super exciting.
And an exciting time to be an affiliate marketer.
Definitely.
There are challenges, for sure.
But also a ton of opportunity.
For those who are willing to adapt and innovate.
Yeah, you got to stay ahead of the curve.
So any final words of wisdom for our listener?
Embrace change. Stay curious and never stop learning.
Because the affiliate landscape is always evolving.
You got to be ready to try new things.
It's an adventure.
And the most successful affiliate marketers are the ones who keep exploring and experimenting.
Always pushing the boundaries. That's our deep dive into the future of affiliate marketing.
Hope you enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep crushing it.